This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. State lawmakers are moving forward with what they're calling the Colorado Voting Rights Act. The Democratic bill aims to ensure the federal government's voter protection rules apply to how cities and counties hold their elections. But as CPR's Megan Verlee explains, there are concerns about how far it goes.
A lot of the opposition has focused on whether the bill puts cities and towns at risk of lawsuits, even when they don't mean to discriminate. Lyons Mayor Holly Rogan.
Having to defend a claim of this nature could devastate us financially.
Opponents also argue that the proposal usurps cities' authority to run their own elections. But the bill's sponsor, Democratic Representative Jennifer Bacon, argues this is a statewide concern.
The state does have what we would even go so far to say, a compelling interest that elections are done fairly.
Votes on the bill have generally fallen on party lines, with Republicans opposed and Democrats in support. It's one vote away from passing the House. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Meanwhile, Coloradans with disabilities would be guaranteed the right to receive care at home rather than being confined to an institution under a bill that's close to clearing the legislature. Molly Kirkham is a legislative policy advocate for the ARC of Colorado. She's been telling lawmakers why that matters.
So that's my main message to them, is to make sure that they do honor and treat people with disabilities just the same as everyone else, and to allow us to have that opportunity to really thrive.
The right to live in the community is a protection established by the U.S. Supreme Court. The legislation before lawmakers would enshrine that right into state law and ensure Colorado keeps an updated plan for how to integrate people into the community. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 206.